It's Wednesday, August the 19th, and you're tuned in to the Tenby Podcast. I'm Vince.
I am still Anthony.
Whoa. You could have fooled me.
To this day.
Really?
Still Anthony.
Jeez. You know, because I know I'm Vince.
Yeah.
But I wasn't last week's Vince.
But are you still Vince?
Am I? Because I'm not going to be next week's Vince. Okay. I'm only the Vince you hear right now.
Ooh, interesting. All right. That so you want to get into some metaphysics conversation.
That is what I'm proposing.
If I own a ship.
No.
And I change the planks on that ship.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things, obviously, in the whole wide world.
Of course. All the time.
And it's another week, guys. It's another week.
Yes.
Yes. I believe 7 days has passed.
Did we do it? I thought we did it on Thursday last week.
I believe 6 days have passed.
Yeah, I thought we had to move it to Thursday last week.
Oh, we did. I did have to do that. Okay, yes, yes. You'd think I'd remember that. You'd think, but I didn't. Terrible. Okay. Yeah, you know. So it's another week of action, activity, drama, romance, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I had an opening here, like I was leading up to something.
Dude, you're the host. I don't know what you're thinking.
But I don't. So
rough.
Fucking
rough.
Let's talk about something very important that Peter had wrote in about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, honestly, is it very important? I don't know, but I know it was a big deal in the world.
On the Twitterverse, the anime sphere.
It was a big thing.
If it's what I think it is.
It is what you think it is, okay. And this is actually one of my picks, but since he wrote in about it...
Since he stole it... Motherfucker.
Yes. Yes.
Taking our valuable airtime. How dare you.
All right. Peter writes in. Oh, you know what? He didn't write in.
He
posted a screenshot to the news and said, "How do you feel about this? It's a huge bummer for my friends and I."
Is it Kiss Anime?
It's Kiss Anime has gone down. Kiss Anime, Kiss Manga, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we feel about this? You want me to go first? You want to go first? What do you want to do about this
one? You go. I would safely say that you're the anime aficionado on this panel. So I need to hear it from the expert.
Shit happens. Life moves on.
Shit sucks, bro.
But I wouldn't even say it shit sucks, bro. Like, at the end of the day, you know, like, it's another piracy site.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why people are sad. Like,
because it was your one-stop shop for all your piracy needs.
Like, I get it. Like, it was convenient to pirate in one spot.
Yeah.
But people are acting like an actual platform has died. Like a legitimate platform.
Are you saying that Kiss Anime is not a legitimate
platform?
What are we talking about?
No, it's not.
All the hours of joy that they have brought to people around the world.
It's a site that aggregated all the best quality piracy for anime.
Money could buy.
That money clearly couldn't buy. And then people are shitting on like the real sources that are supporting the industry. Like, I don't get it. Like, now, granted, I will say, I do pay for Crunchyroll. I do pay for Funimation.
I pay for Shonen Jump.
Right? So, like, yeah, if you want to say I have a dog in this fight, sure. But I don't really. It's just, you know, like, before Kiss Anime, we had other options. We had Nya, but that went down.
Yeah.
We had...
What? No. No.
Well, it went... The original version went down.
Oh, sure. But
the OG version
The new
down.
And improved.
Yeah, but it's like the Pirate Bay, right? The OG Pirate Bay was the shit.
Yeah. And well, then... I think it's back up. I think it's .org now.
Yeah, but they never, like, these like, new ones,
yeah.
They never match the original.
True.
Right?
True.
Like, and, like, Kiss Anime, let's face it, it's not the only piracy source out there. Like, I could probably list off, like, 5 other ones.
Yeah.
Quickly. I won't. But
for legal reasons.
But I will say, like, it's, what's there to be sad about? Because you can't get your free anime fix anymore? Like.
Yeah.
Wow. I just don't get it. Like, all these people out here are trying to, like, they like these kind of things. So you support the things you like, you know?
Like, yeah, I think it's just, like, the different mindset we're in now, too. It's just, like, I want to go out on a limb and say that all the anime avatars on Twitter that are like, no, it's the death of my childhood or whatever, like, they're still poor ass teenagers.
But like,
right?
And you, like, you say that, but I know the person who wrote in this, and he's not a poor ass teenager.
He's just cheap. Can I do that accent?
I don't know. Am I allowed to do that? I don't know if you're allowed to do it.
It's just cheap la.
Like, and don't get me wrong, like, I have a lot of friends my age who still would rather pirate than buy.
And to those people, I say, get over it.
Yeah, like, I have friends who are not hurting for cash.
Yeah.
But would still rather pirate, and their excuse is, because I'm good with my money.
Are they of a certain persuasion?
I can either confirm or deny, but yes, they are.
But yes, they are. See, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, to, like, people who have disposable income and whatever, like, it is, I would dare say, it is your duty to pay for that shit.
But the thing, but, like, here's the thing. I don't know if I even, I don't know if I can agree with that, because when I was younger, when I was a teacher and a teenager, and I started doing the piracy thing, like, we didn't have these
super convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all fan subs. That was the only way to get it. And if, like, you wanted anime, it was either pay $200 for a DVD box set of a 3-year-old anime.
Yeah.
Or fucking go on LimeWire and download a bunch of episodes.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. Like, but now we just have, like, all these services that are pretty affordable.
Shonen Jump is $2 a month.
I know.
And gives you their whole catalog digitally.
I know. And, like, obviously this doesn't cover everybody. I know that, like, in certain countries or whatnot,
you can't
have it.
Yeah.
And I understand, because due to licensing, you can't get all the anime in one place.
Harmony Gold.
Like, you have to pay for, I think now, Netflix and Crunchyroll and Funimation and Amazon Prime if you want everything. And so I understand that, like, yeah, licensing can put a limiting factor and makes it way more expensive than you want it to be.
Yeah.
But, and, like, yeah, for sure. I'm not, like, if you're out with our party, I'm not going to, like, shit on you. Like, I still go out and do that for the stuff that, like, anything that's, like, on Amazon Prime. I don't have Amazon Prime, so, like.
Are you watching Top Gear, Vince?
I'm not. So, like, when it comes to that kind of stuff, yeah, for sure, I get it. Like, it's just more convenient. But, like, to be sad and to be like, oh my god, the world's over. Like, I think it's just, it's stupid. Because in about a month from now, we're all going to jump on the next big piracy thing.
Yeah. Someone's going to, like, you heard of Kiss Anime.
Yeah.
But now here's Lick Anime.
We're, like, back from the dead.
Yeah, here's French Kiss Anime.
Yeah, like, and so who cares? Like, it's that's just it. Like, I don't think you can attach any emotional association with what's effectively, I don't want to say, like, a criminal
it is
product.
But it is.
It is a criminal, it's but a criminal I don't want to, like, persecute the people who are enjoying this. Yeah. That's what I, like, I'm not trying to, like, shit up. What I'm trying to say is, like, you do what you want at your own time. Like, I'm not going to judge you. But also, just be, like, see with both eyes or something, right?
You know,
like,
you know
what you're doing.
You know what real piracy thing I need?
What?
I need the piracy group that translates daytime Japanese talk shows.
Wow.
The ones that do all the prank shit. Like, the ones that are just like, here's some weird story in the countryside. Like, that. I need that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need anime. The free market has got anime covered, all right?
Yeah.
I need to know what's going on in the news.
Wow. Jeez, could you imagine that? Like, I can't wait for that future.
I need to relate to 50-year-old Japanese moms.
Yeah, I can't wait till the future where, like, AI can just do, like, translations on the fly. Like, immediate.
There was, like, something I was reading where, like, you know how Elon Musk is, like, moving towards the neural link or whatever, where you can put computers in your brain?
Yeah.
The other one I heard is that, like, you can make a robot voice box for your throat, and you would say something in your head in English,
and it would come
out. And it would come out in another language because the robot automatically translated it out of your mouth.
Okay. Wow. That's,
hell yeah.
That's scary. But also, like, I don't want to go through the teething issues of that one. Like, I just want the finished product. Yeah. Like, give me this product 10 years down the line when it's refined.
Or would you rather have, like, the Babel fish where, like, something burrows into your ear and then you can just understand all languages?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I don't need to be spouting it. I just want it to come into my brain and I know it.
Okay.
But then I guess that relies on everyone else having it too.
Yes.
And then universal language exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So English. Everyone learn English. I don't want to learn shit.
Ooh. Ooh. So yeah, so that's our stance on Kiss Anime, Kiss Manga.
Yeah, like it's a piracy website.
Yeah.
Get your panties out of your butthole, like get over it. Something in 2 weeks will pop up from the fucking Netherlands.
Yeah, man.
And they'll route it through 17 VPNs and it'll be like, we're unstoppable, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just it, right? That's the problem with the piracy sites. Yeah, like,
I'm looking at Nya right now. Yeah. Like, right now, I'm looking at it. It's there.
Yeah.
There are other options.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah. But yeah, speaking of anime, though, because I have my other pick this week is anime related.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby. The boys are back in town. Volleyball's coming to play. Oh, I thought you were talking
about the Amazon show, The Boys.
No. The V-Boys are back.
The V-Boys.
The Black Crows.
Oh my god.
Doing their quick dance.
But I thought they ended. I thought it's over.
No.
I thought it's over.
It's not over.
We had that news story a couple weeks ago where Haikyuu's over.
On the manga side.
Oh.
But the anime announced October 2nd, the second half of season 4. Is coming. And I'm hype.
I'm still kind of sad that Yoamushi Petal doesn't get as luck. Much love as IQ, because I think when I watch both, I'm like, I think I like
Petal Mushi
a little bit more.
I did too.
Yeah,
but I think for a lot of people, volleyball's more relatable.
Probably, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, like, have you gone to play volleyball before?
Never.
No.
I think I've actually played volleyball twice.
I don't know.
In my whole life. I've definitely hit volleyballs over a net.
Yeah.
But I've never played a game of volleyball.
Okay. Because, like, I don't know if this is, like kind of just how it is here in our area.
Yeah.
But every time I go to, like, volleyball games
that
are not school things or, like, just, like, whatever,
mm-hmm.
they're the same crowd who's into, like, anime.
Oh.
By that, I mean you're all a bunch of Asian weebs.
They're the same people who in the winter go play badminton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. They're that crowd.
Oh, well, I can't go to the beach anymore. Badminton time, baby!
Yeah, and it's definitely volleyball, like, yeah, on a gym.
Okay.
So, like, I've definitely sat in bleachers and watched a couple of my Asian friends play volleyball, so...
You didn't join in?
No, because on the bench, you talk to all the girls.
Oh, smart move. Smart move. That's a pro gamer move right there.
It is. Now you all know my secrets. Go play volleyball.
But not really play
volleyball. Just cheer on your friend with the ladies.
Makes sense. Mm. Makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm pretty hyped for Haikyuu Season 4 Part 2.
Okay.
And I think that's my picks this week.
Speaking of anime.
Oh, we have more anime.
Dragon Ball.
Oh, yes.
Is a fighting game. For
okay, you know what? I'll let that slide. Sure, whatever. Okay.
Yo, season 3 DLC for Dragon Ball FighterZ. Mm. They decided not to put any more Gokus in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and they put in Master Roshi.
Oh.
He's got evil containment wave. Puts that bitch in a bottle.
Mm.
It's Dragon Ball Master Roshi. Mm. So I don't know. That's cool.
That is cool.
I don't know how he'll end up tournament-wise, but I thought that was a cool addition.
It is a cool addition, and it gives me some ideas, because I don't really care about Master Roshi.
What? He's the pervert, and he got a bloody nose, because Bulma pulled up her shirt.
Yes. Which...
Remember when a 13-year-old revealing herself was comedy?
You mean it isn't?
I laugh at that shit all the time.
This is character 3 of 5, right? Of mm-hmm. the season?
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. You know, it's nice that they're reaching in and getting, like, these different characters.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was just trying to think, like, who haven't they added that you actually want in the game?
Because
mm-hmm. of what? Do they have, like, all of the Ginyu Force now?
I don't know if they have... Do they have any of the Ginyu Force?
They have Captain Ginyu.
Oh, and then I think stuff appears.
Yeah, like, the other
I don't think they're all separate characters.
Fair enough. Because Captain Ginyu's the only one that matters. But, yeah, so there's two remaining slots, and, like, now that they put Master Roshi in, I'm just trying to think about, like, who'd I want, and I want Kid Bulma, and I want her fighting just to be capsules.
Just chucking capsules?
Yeah, that'd like, she cool. doesn't actually punch or kick, it's just all capsule attacks.
Alright, so, wow, they got a lot of Gokus in here. Yeah, he's not there, wow. Okay. I could see that.
Hmm.
I'm gonna say put in Mr. Satan.
The black one?
The Hercule?
Is he not in the game?
I don't think so.
I thought he was in the game.
Let me see.
Like, no? Oh, I was thinking Popo.
Oh, the black guy?
Yeah.
I don't think Popo's in the game either. Is he? No, he's got to be. I thought he was.
Hercule's in the game.
No, he's not.
The Satan? Sure he is.
I'm looking at the roster.
Really?
It's looking like he's not here.
What?
Cooler's in it.
Cooler's in it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see him, bud.
Okay, well,
I don't see him in the roster. Hercule's got to be in there.
That's a surprise.
Punching Machine, maybe?
Punching Machine?
Like, the you know the thing where, like, they keep tapping the punch? Yeah. Put the Punching Machine as a playable character. It's going to get its revenge on Vegeta for just punching the shit out of it.
Okay. Sure. Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody else I'd want to see right now. I don't know.
Who's King Kai?
No.
The guy on the mini planet?
Why? Why would you want King Kai?
Why not?
They have the other Kais in there that are stronger.
I guess. But he's the king. He's
yeah,
the
but
king
they the also, Kais. But they have Beerus. They have the god.
I guess. It's true.
Right? Like, there's no point.
It's true.
I don't know.
Like, don't know. We were saying things too, like, it'd be cool if they went outside of Dragon Ball now and just started doing
Toriyama
Toriyama stuff. Like, I want Arale from Dr. Slump.
Yeah.
Because, dude, in that manga, she punches the earth and splits it in half.
Like, I'm sure she does. I want Frog.
Frog would be good.
I want just Frog.
Frog would be pretty good.
Frog from Chrono Trigger or Magus.
Or do you want unfrogged Frog?
No, I want Frog.
You want Frog.
I want Frog.
Okay. Magus would be dope.
Magus would be dope.
You could have Scythe team with Black Goku, Magus, and then someone else, I guess.
Be pretty cool.
What about Robo?
No. Who's the prehistoric girl?
Oh, it was with an A.
Yeah.
Anya?
And Anna? She would be like, RRR. Punch, punch.
She was fucking OP.
Yeah.
She was OP.
She was your warrior.
Isla.
Isla.
Dude, Isla's nuts.
Isla would probably be the best fit.
It would be the best fit. Just raw power.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so that's cool. Dragon Ball, I can't believe the game's still going, but...
It's popular. Marvel Infinite sucked dick, so...
I guess so. Yeah, I guess that's how it is. Yeah?
This is the new Marvel.
I guess until there's a replacement, that's it. And who are we kidding? Street Fighter's still going, so...
Or is it? Because my next pick...
Oh, no.
Is,
oh, no. Oh, no. You don't say...
Oh no.
Oh no.
The director behind Street Fighter, Yoshinori Ono.
Oh, no.
The boyo who's been on he's been the producer of Street Fighter since 1998.
So he is Street Fighter.
He's basically Street Fighter.
Okay.
He's leaving Capcom.
What?
Yeah.
But why?
Because he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Why?
Because he didn't feel like
this is his destiny.
He's done. He has completed his destiny.
This is his promise to society.
Look, there is... Here's a picture of him cleaning up his office.
No.
That's it.
This is his destiny.
It's ridiculous. It's, I don't know, man. This is... It's kind of nutty.
Why?
Because he is Street Fighter. He is Street Fighter. And I kind of don't know where... Street Fighter will go from here?
I know where I'll go.
In the dumpster.
It'll go to Street Fighter 6.
Ooh. Street Fighter Alpha 4.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Street Fighter 6 with ringouts.
Street Fighter EX3.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
No.
SNK versus Capcom 3?
No. Stop. Stop dreaming. Stop dreaming. You're only going to disappoint yourself and your mother.
Yeah, my mom is a huge fan of SNK versus Capcom 2, man. Oof. She's all like, yo, Blanca A Groove, that's my jam, boy. That's my jam. So, I don't know. That kind of sucks. Speaking of things that's going away.
Okay.
Internet Explorer is dead.
Wait, it was still around?
Internet Explorer is currently on 11.
Hold on. It still exists?
It still exists.
I thought Windows ships with Edge.
Oh, it does. But you can get Internet Explorer.
Okay.
But all support for the browser will end next year. They're moving on. Microsoft has said, good riddance.
Yeah.
Microsoft Edge is the platform. that nobody uses still?
I use it a couple times.
Oh my god.
It's quick.
I've heard it is fast. But Firefox has got that those add-on supports, and I'm like, baby.
Yeah, like if you just need like a naked browser, Edge is fast. But if you like have everything optimized to your needs,
Firefox.
Nah, I still use Chrome.
If you want all your RAM eaten, it's Chrome.
Yeah, but I live in the G drives.
All right, okay.
So I need to.
Yeah. It's that's internet history, I guess.
All right, Internet Explorer. See ya. Say hi to Netscape Navigator for me.
Yeah, peace out. See you later. Bye. Is Safari still a thing?
Yeah, it's still the platform of choice.
All right. And then the last one is last week or 2 weeks ago, Kotaku wrote an article about Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the video game.
Okay.
And how people who love that game are kind of pissed off that it's delisted. They reached out to Brian Lee O'Malley, the creator of Scott Pilgrim, and they're like,
"What happened, bro?"
And he's like, "What happened, bro?" And he's like, "I don't know. They just took it off the store." I don't know.
Well, then,
yeah, they just took it off. I don't know what happened. And then it kind of highlighted like fan outrage about like, I want to fucking play this game, but it's delisted and it hasn't been on a platform since like mid PS3.
You have this game?
I do not. But this week on Twitter, Brian Lee O'Malley has said that Ubisoft has reached out to him. So it is a possibility that one of the best beat-em-ups in recent years is coming back.
How do you know it's the best beat-em-up if you don't have this game?
Because I've played it.
You don't have it?
I don't own it, but I've played it at producer TJ's house.
Oh.
And I'm like, this game is good as fuck.
Okay, because I know that dead PS3 upstairs has it.
Oof. Oof. Yeah, PS3s with Scott Pilgrim are basically the equivalent of PS4s with PT.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, I have that on there too.
Oh, PT's so good. So yeah, it's look at that. Scott Pilgrim might be coming back. Our favorite movie to quote randomly.
Oh, yes.
Without any sort of build-up.
Is it our favorite movie to quote randomly? I guess singular movie.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Like, the Fast franchise, we quote a lot.
I was going to say, we do quote that a lot.
Right. And sometimes we just do the songs that are in Tokyo Drift. Yeah. Like, we just say, I wonder if you know how they live in Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I would say that, like, singular movie, it's probably got the most lines.
Is it? I don't know.
Can you do a thingy on that rail?
Because now that I think about it, we only ever quote Fast 1.
I quote Tokyo Drift sometimes.
Yeah, but like we quote I'm in your face.
I like the tuna here. Bullshit. Nobody likes the tuna here.
Menage!
Yo, bro, you can't just step into the ring with Ali because you think you can box. You still owe me a 10-second car.
Okay. I don't know. Whatever. Scott Pilgrim is pretty good, though.
It's coming back, baby.
I hope so.
And if you haven't watched Scott Pilgrim the movie, highly recommend
it. You should.
It's a cast that can never be redone because everyone is too famous.
Yeah.
It would be too expensive.
Well, you say that. Knives isn't famous.
But according to that one article, Knives Chow is the best part of Scott Pilgrim.
Which is wrong.
I know it's wrong. But it was in an article on the internet, so obviously it's true.
No, the truth can be wrong.
He smacked the highlights out of her hair. He smacked the highlights out of her hair.
Yep, that's
what
it.
What a good movie.
Mm-hmm. I should watch it. I have that on Blu-ray.
That's it. The first album is a lot better
than the first album. Gelato isn't vegan?
Milk and eggs, bitch. See, I could just go through that whole movie. So, yeah, it's cool. There's really nothing else I had, really. There's a really cool Street Fighter and Oral History. I think it's up on Kotaku.
Okay.
That's really cool. It's kind of the same as their like Final Fantasy VII Oral History, where they do deep dives with developers and stuff like that.
Okay.
Is it Kotaku? I don't want to get it wrong. Street Fighter Oral History. It's Polygon, my bad.
Ooh.
Oof.
You couldn't even list the right one.
I couldn't. It's Polygon. Okay. So yeah, there's that. I don't know. Week's been pretty
chill. I mean, we are coming towards the tail end of the summer. There's really no major news. Like,
modders are making the Halo 5 demo in Halo Forge. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, I know Microsoft unveiled the new Xbox UI today.
Oh, did they?
I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's nice. I'm sure it's tile-based.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's tile-based.
Is it?
Okay. Well. Oh, it's supposed to be a cross-platform UI.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like the same style across like phone and game and PC. And
oh, okay. I guess that makes
Bro,
sense.
Bro, it's tiles.
Oh, it's tiles.
It's tiles.
Okay, it's tiles.
Check out these tiles.
Oh, hot. So hot. So tiled. So tiled. Cool.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So with that out of the way, let's go into our weeks. What you been up to?
I beat The Last of Us 2.
I feel like you've been playing this for a month.
I definitely have been in the midst of playing it for a month, but I just have not been playing it straight for a month.
Okay. I was talking to a coworker about this game because we were like, what are you playing over the summer? I'm like, I'm not really playing anything. What are you playing? And he told me about The Last. He's like, yo, Vince, it's so good. Like, the story just keeps you in. I beat in 2 days. It's a great one. I'm like, yeah, but I heard it's real depressing. He said, yeah.
It is. 100%.
And I'm like, so, like, if I'm sad, I shouldn't play this. He's like, no, you should play it. It makes even more. And I'm like, all right, well, okay.
It's... I can't say a lot about this game. I will say it is depressing. Mm. Like, that is a very accurate way to describe this game, is depressing. Mm. It's also fucking long. Mm. I felt like, I don't know if it was because it was so depressing, it made it feel longer than the first game, but this game is like 20 plus hours.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I forget how long the first one was.
Like, about the same.
About the same? Okay.
Yeah, maybe like 18, 17?
Yeah, it just felt, I was like, fuck, everything sucks. Mm. The gameplay is too fun. Like, just setting up traps, doing whatever.
I've never heard that complaint in a video game.
Yeah, well, it's weird because, like, you're supposed to be in this, like, super depressive atmosphere and whatever. And then you're just like, oh, hell yeah, I set up that trap and he blew up over there. And then I, like, prone down a thing and I did this. And it was like, this is too good. I got an explosive arrow, baby. Like, it's ridiculous. But yeah, the world, all the set pieces, like visually, it's one of the most gorgeous games. I think some of the story choices are
bananas.
Poorly thought out.
Okay.
I would say overall, I had more fun playing this game than I had playing the first game. But definitely the story in the first game, I think, is better.
Okay.
But other than that, I can't say shit because there's very specific things that I think I see where people were complaining about it. But there are certain things that are non-issues, and there are certain things that just completely don't make sense. And it's just like, why would you purposefully nerf certain characters just so you can have a story point? Or why would certain characters act in certain ways when it's established in the first game that they would never act in certain ways?
Because time.
I guess, sure. So yeah, it's still very, very good.
Okay.
But it is not this like some of the downsides are not this like groundbreaking event like how I thought of the first game. Mm. So. Well, so yeah.
Sounds like fun.
And then other than that, playing League with the boys.
I heard.
Started doing Jungle Fiddlesticks. He's a haunted scarecrow.
Oh, this is a character.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've been playing him in the jungle.
Okay.
And he's a scarecrow. What do scarecrows do?
Stay still.
And scarecrows.
Do they?
Now his whole kit is like he was like a really old champion, but they remade him pretty much. And so his whole thing now is like being sneaky and trying to play like your playstyle kinda has to play out like a horror movie. You want to attack people from hidden spaces. You want to teleport over walls to do dumb shit. You normally everybody gets a trinket, and the trinket is like something to do with vision. So you can get like a ward so you can see stuff.
Yeah.
You can get a sweeper so you can check for enemy wards. But his are regular wards, but they're scarecrows. And you can point them in certain directions.
Okay.
So when someone walks into that ward, then that scarecrow will act. It'll like start to cast an ability and then disappear. And so it makes the person freak out like, oh, oh shit, someone's going to whatever. But he's just like AP or magic damage assassin pretty much. You want to go into team fights with your ult because your team fights will or your ult will charge for a little bit, teleport a short distance, and then your passive is any skill that you attack someone with and they don't see you do it before it damages them, it fears them, which makes them like run around randomly for a couple seconds.
Okay.
And your ult is just AoE damage.
Huh.
So you just teleport, boom, everyone's feared. Huh. You nuke one person and then you go on with the rest of the fight.
Got it.
And it's just all about, is it playing in the shadows, being sneaky?
Okay.
Being a terrifying scarecrow. It's very fun.
Interesting.
And it's just because I wanted to learn casters, because I've been watching some like coaching videos Blaven sent to me.
Mm.
And basically this guy's saying like, yeah, even if you really, really enjoy going tank, don't go tank until you're at least like mid plat.
Mm.
Because it's just too much of a dice roll on what your teammates are going to do. And if you're confident in how you're playing the game, you want to go damage.
Mm.
And just you just want to nuke the other team. So it's been difficult switching over to a mage jungle because they just take so much damage. And that's why I picked Fiddlesticks, because he just heals like crazy.
I
sucks the souls of enemies.
This doesn't seem right for a scarecrow.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Nothing, apparently.
Okay, apparently you're just gonna get feared and die.
Yes.
And I don't know, that's been I've been like listening to music a lot. Want to hear about my new jazz stuff I've been listening to?
What?
What? I'm listening to jazz.
What?
You want to listen to some jazz?
No.
Okay, fine. Yeah, and other than that, it's just been chill. I'm trying to catch up on some of the manga I bought months ago.
What?
So, Saint Young Men.
I talked about yeah, I remember this.
Jesus and Buddha living in an apartment. And City, which is the new-ish series by the guy who did Nichijou.
Yep.
Just slapstick comedy. So I've been trying to catch up with those, and then
okay.
Other than that, it's been chill. It's been chill.
Hmm.
What's up with you?
I'm trying to think.
Nothing.
No. The only game I've been playing is F1. Still doing that. It's racing. The cars go fast.
Did you get your front wing unnerfed?
Nope.
Get wrecked.
Nope. I'm not winning the championship this year.
Get.
It's not happening. So. I'll have to settle for third. That's what I think.
Just go with no front wing.
I need a wing.
Just take the wing off.
It just ain't good.
Okay.
Just ain't good. So yeah, that's been that. It's good. I've been looking into monitors again.
Super ultra wide.
Ultra wide.
16x1000.
Ultra wide.
Why don't you just get like one of those, you know, the game at Playdium Beachhead?
Yeah.
Where it's the dome?
Mm.
Just get that.
Mm. Mm. I don't know.
Just sit in the dome.
So I went out this weekend because I wanted to see what they actually look in person. Like, what would it be like to be in one?
Yeah.
And they're cool. But also, like, what if I just get a 32-inch curved?
Why do you need it curved?
I could be in it.
In it? You want to be in the spreadsheets?
Yes. I want to be immersed.
Disgusting.
Immersed.
Corporate has got to you. Corporate has taken over.
But yeah, no, so you know, monitors are a thing. I may get one, I may not. I don't know. The allure of the ultra wide does get to me. I do want to do it. But the only thing that's stopping me is it would double as a gaming monitor, and like PS4 doesn't support that.
Does it not?
No, you get black bars on the side. So what's the point?
Know what the point is.
No PC. No
you
PC.
Buy.
No PC.
I can help you build a PC.
Nah.
I'm going to load up PC part picker right now. Hold on.
Let's just.
PC part picker.
But I don't have the money.
Fuck off.
I don't have the money.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm a millennial. And millennials are broke as fuck.
Listen, I know.
Yes.
But as someone who has had a job through COVID, I know you have at least $2,000.
Oh, you mean disposable?
Disposable. Bare minimum, $2,000. And you, listen, I built my computer $1,700.
For three.
No, I built my computer for $17.
Oh, okay.
And I've had it for like 3-4 years now.
But.
And it's still good.
But. Nah.
We won't go full tower. You don't need a full... We'll go, like, mid-tower, so it's nice and portable. We'll get Diva-style casing.
What am I going to do with PC, though?
You're going to play your racing sims. You're going to download iRacing, and you're going to be the realest driver.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, so, yeah, monitor. I'm thinking about it.
We'll Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I was watching reviews for that today.
Apparently, it's nuts.
It looks interesting. It definitely looks interesting. Yeah, so monitors might be the thing in my future.
Okay.
My future. Okay. More regular weekly animes. Fire Force is kind of at a lull right now.
I was talking to my friend because he reads the manga of that. And, that's what I did something else
this week. You read manga.
Okay. No, I didn't read manga. But I heard that the manga for Fire Force is fucking insane. And like where they are now in the manga, they're like, yeah, just wait till that gets animated because it's nutty.
Yeah. Yeah, like right now it's kind of like at this weird kind of place where it's like, what are we even doing right now? But like, whatever. But God of High School, my goodness.
I wish I didn't cancel my Crunchyroll.
That show just keeps delivering. It just keeps delivering. Like they was the first episode where they finally show the real superpowers.
So is are you saying that Korean webtoons are the way to go now?
I think so.
Oh my god.
I think so.
Korea's taken over.
They show some real superpowers and it's just like, that's whack. That is whack.
That's some bullshit.
That's absolutely all bullshit. You're like, what?
That sounds like when I was reading Madoka Box.
What? It makes no sense. But it's good. It's good.
That's exact. Listen, that's the exact bullshit I feel when I read JoJo.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, it's different though.
It's better.
No, it's different. It's different. Because JoJo's too far up its own ass.
What are you talking about? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Anyways.
Just read all 8 parts.
No. Go away. No, thank you. But, so that's the anime stuff. During the week, what else did I get up to? Nope, nothing.
You want to know what I did?
What?
I watched all of season 1 of Metabots.
Wow. Wow.
When we had our marathon, my friend is like, I'm picking something anime related. And then he picked season 1 of Metabots. Whoa. And we spent all of Saturday watching Metabots.
So, remind me, season 1 ends with, is that the one where
they defeat the giant god emperor or whatever?
Does the Phantom Mask have his mask break?
No.
Okay.
The Phantom Mask is also the number one ranked dude in the league, and Iki is now pro league number 3.
Oh, so you saw Similodon?
Yeah, Similodon.
Oh, no, sorry, you saw War Bandit.
You see War Bandit for one episode. He's on TV, right? But he doesn't really show up in the series.
Okay.
Yeah, and then like that one like Team Rocket thing is trying to steal medals.
Yeah.
And then the mask guy is also trying to steal medals.
Yes. He's got Arc Beetle.
Yeah.
Rokushu's the wandering Metabot.
Yeah, he's all like, I gotta figure out what happened to my master.
My master.
And I found my robot parrot friend.
Yeah. Are you okay, so are you watching the dub or the sub?
Bro. What? Of course we're watching the dub.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
All dub all day.
Because I know that the voice
actor... Holy Metaroli! Why would you ever think I would watch the sub of this show? With fucking lines like that, baby. Holy Metaroli!
yeah. Okay, good. 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 I like, I really like Meta B's voice actor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. It's so he gets mad, he just like has a seizure.
Do you know where he's from?
No.
Do you ever watch TVO Kids?
Yes.
One of the hosts was like this black guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember, who he is.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. TJ, do you remember who that is? Yeah. Yeah. That's him.
Wow. I know apparently Samantha.
Yeah.
The leader of the
Gang. She has the cat one.
Yeah. Yeah. But she has a what's it, Pepper Cat?
Pepper Cat.
Yeah. Apparently she's a voice in the Magic School Bus.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But man, this was a flashback. There are some errors in this children's show, okay? Every time they talk about Meta B, they're like, Meta B lost his medal or whatever. It's like, no, Meta B is the medal, you fuck. Meta B, like, the medal is the soul. The robot that Meta B is just a shell, all right? And I couldn't get over it. Every single time. Meta B lost his medal. Pepper Cat lost her medal. No, bitch, Pepper Cat is the medal.
Yep, yep. The beetle medals.
It's so cool. The rare medals. Mm-hmm. And you can use the metaphors.
Oh, yeah, the metaphors. The metaphors. What was Metabee's metaphors?
He just...
So he shoots a beam?
He shot a Kamehameha.
Oh.
And Rokusho's was he shot like a wave, a power wave.
With a sword.
Yeah, he's like, power wave. And then Terry Bogard came out.
Yeah, that's right. Metaphors!
Yeah, and then there was some bullshit, because they're like, yo, Metabee used the metaphors once.
Yeah.
And he's just donezo. Like, he's dead in the water.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yo, last three episodes, what if he used it, like, 5 times in one day?
That's that training, man. Sat home, and he's like, I'm gonna just keep doing this.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I kind of checked out for a couple episodes, and I went to go play Tony Hawk for a bit.
Yeah.
But, like, I came back, and he's just like, yo, what up if I just used the metaphors all the time? What if that was my only attack?
Yeah. Yeah.
And all of Iki's strategies are just, like, throw yourself into people.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, he's using a disruptor wave. Launch your missiles behind you so you launch into him.
Yeah.
What do you... Oh, Metabee, what do you got? What am I going to do, Iki? Throw me into the robot! My favorite is Mr. Referee.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Referee just comes
out of nowhere.
Out of fucking nowhere. Yeah. He is the true ninja.
Yeah, that's true.
He just shows up.
This is an official role battle.
The loser will gain parts from the winner and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Some of the best gags are when, like, Metabee loses a part and he's got some other robot legs. Yeah. And it's just like, ah, you look dumb.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What a great show.
Yeah, that's great.
What a good show.
Metabots.
I gotta use Holy Metaroli in my, you know, my everyday life.
People are going to look at you like, what? Yeah,
next time TFCon happens, if this COVID thing ever ends, I'm going to see a robot and be like, holy metal roly, what a deal. And I'm going to see who gets it.
Wow.
Holy metal roly. Oh, there's so many good puns in that show.
That's a good show.
It's a good show.
Some would say the best shonen of the 90s.
Oh, now you're talking. Hot garbage.
Yes, I know. It's a hot take. It's a, definitely
it's a cold a take.
It's a hot take.
How dare you. Hot take. Yeah. That was it.
Cool. Yeah. Great.
Awesome.
I cleaned my car today. Like, vacuum and everything.
Yeah, I try. I do that once in a while, but then my hair is long now, so it just gets all over my car again.
Like, I did the foam spray on the seats.
Wow.
I did the whole, like...
I need to do that.
Yeah, I did that, and sucked.
Washing your car sucked?
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
But it's nice and clean.
Okay.
Ooh. Actually, you know what? I couldn't get the mud out of the mats, and I'm a little pissed, so...
You gotta take it to the rainbow. Just power wash that shit. Don't you have, like, WeatherTech?
I do.
Isn't that shit just, like, take it out and dump it?
No, because, like, it's caked on. Like, it's like... I don't know what I gotta do.
Oof.
I don't know if I gotta let it soak in a soap bath. I don't know if I gotta, like...
Put it in your bathtub.
Yes. That's gonna fly.
Get a bath bomb. Chuck it in there. Let it relax.
I should buy an inflatable kiddie pool.
Put a couple candles on.
Yeah, I'm looking at an inflatable kiddie pool.
Fill those car mats deserve a break, alright?
Yeah, just put it on the front driveway.
People like are. Hillbilly style? Yeah. Just put a couch in an inflatable pool in the front yard.
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, I'm doing some cleaning. Don't judge. Yeah. That's it. I went, you know, did some hiking and stuff.
Cool.
Went to some cliff edges. Pretty dangerous, but
the edges
fun.
Of cliffs?
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous. But, you know, all the best things in life are. So
you gotta risk it for the biscuit.
No, exactly. You just gotta do it.
I feel like this is a shorty.
You'd probably be right. Yeah. And with that, that's us.
Yeah, we didn't do much.
Yeah, we'll see you next week for the end of summer.
Oh, shit.